Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That's how we came out from there at 2 o'clock news bulletin. Thabo Mafuane, I know that I am loved. 11 minutes just after 2, you're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I am Sibongile Mofokeng. At 3 o'clock, I will be saying bye-bye. And Germany, Johan else will be saying hello on something else. And after Germany, then you are going to have Luko Mgwediputsi on Spectrum with you from 4 tot 6 uur. And right now, I am joined by Pastor Letwell Zabane. In the women's month, we have Pastor Letwell Zabane. Pastor Letwell, how are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord and very strong. Thank you so much. And how are you?
Still clapping the hands. That in the midst of Women's Month, here is Pastor Letwell with us. Are you good, Muruti?
No, I'm blessed with the Lord. I'm good and very strong. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm good, Muruti. Welcome.
Thank you so much. And happy Women's Month to you and all the queens in the family listening to us. You are so precious in God's eyes. And we love you a lot.
Wow, thank you so much. We're receiving the love, and we are really, really honored. And Muruti, here we are. You have a message. You got words of encouragement for our women.
Look, you know, firstly, I want to say that women are very precious beings. And you can make your life to be even more precious by following just a few rules, a few steps, a few principles, applying them in your life. And you can make yourself very, very precious, both in God's eyes and in the eyes of humanity and society. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, he says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of mine." I really want to encourage the ladies to take the effort to appreciate yourself and take steps to make sure that you become strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. When you do this, it turns you into a woman whose value is far above that of rubies. As the writer of Proverbs said, Elamio's mother, in chapter 31, and verse 10, where he said, "Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far more than rubies." And so when you become strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, you become virtuous. You become this virtuous woman that Lanya's mother was talking about. You know, the word virtuous, interestingly enough, means that you are strong in mental and moral qualities. If you look at it in the Hebrew, that's what it says. So, you know, by becoming strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, it helps to strengthen you morally. It helps to strengthen you mentally. You learn to become strong mentally and morally in all of those qualities. And when you become that, then you comply to that which Peter said in describing a good wife in his letter to in 1 Peter chapter 3, where he talks about the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which he says is of great price in the sight of God. And so then, by so doing, by becoming strong in the Lord, Your mind becomes strong. Morally, you become strong. And when you become morally and mentally, then that turns you into this woman where you learn to have a meek and a quiet spirit, which then makes you of great price in God's eyes. So regardless of whatever might be happening around you, and I want to emphasize, regardless of what people might be thinking of you or even saying about you, you have to know and be confident in the fact that when you become strong in the Lord and in the power of His mind, mm-hmm. you develop strong mental and moral qualities which turn you into this woman with a meek and a quiet spirit. You are able to handle things with calmness.
Mm-hmm.
You are able to approach life with calmness. And that meek and quiet spirit makes you of great price
mm-hmm.
in God's eyes. And thus, you are more precious, even far more than rubies. So, you know, this is the encouragement that I want to give to all the queens, all the ladies, to say, look at yourself that way, see yourself as very precious, and as your value being even far more than the most expensive precious stone you can find on earth.
Wow, thank you so much, Muruti, for that. But a question that I have is, we hear and we are taught to be strong. The Bible says it, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. What does it mean exactly to be strong in the Lord?
That's a very interesting question. You know, to be strong in the Lord, to understand it more clearly, you have to consider the writings of the prophet Isaiah in chapter 40, where he talks about the fact that those that wait upon the Lord shall renew
their strength. Yes.
Yes. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and with. You know, when you look at the word that says to wait on the Lord, that phrase, it actually, in the Hebrew, it describes a situation like, you know, in other words, wrapping yourself around God so that you and Him become one. You know, like the strands of hair when you knit them together,
mm-hmm.
you know, the braids. Yeah, you make sure that you tie yourself around the Lord and you gain your strength from Him. You meditate on the word day and night.
Hmm.
You pray in any situation, under any circumstance, and about everything that you are facing. You wake up in the morning and you just pray, and you have this enriched relationship with God. Then it feeds His strength into your life, and it feeds into your mind, so that your mind is programmed to be like the Word of God, just like Joshua, you know, what the Lord said to Joshua, that this book of the law must not depart out of your mouth, but meditate on it day and night. Then you will prosper in everything you do.
Mm.
And so being strong in the Lord means that you get your nourishment from the Lord. You remember Christ, when they offered Him food to eat, He said, my nourishment or my food comes from doing the will of the Lord. So it should be that as a queen and as a lady, your nourishment should come from you know, wrapping yourself around the Lord, so that you are nourished by Him through His word and through prayer. That strengthens you mentally. It strengthens your morals, and you become this virtuous woman who learns to be calm in everything you do, and that is of great price in God's sight.
Be strong in the Lord and in the
Absolutely.
Power of His might. What is the power of His might?
Excellent question. I love it. Yeah, you know, the word might, if you look at it in the Greek, it means the power or the ability to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that your thoughts must dwell on God's ability to do anything, so that you depend on Him entirely. Then you become that person in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5, where the writer says, trust in the Lord with all your heart
and lean not on your own understanding.
Understanding. Absolutely. So you know, you learn to depend on God's ability to do anything. You get to a point where you believe that nothing is impossible with God. You believe that what is impossible with man is possible with God.
Mm-hmm.
You are able to make into substance things that you cannot see with your eyes and things that you hope for. And that strengthens your mind. It strengthens your morals, so that under any circumstance, you become so morally strong that your behavior lines up with the word of God all the time. So that there's no circumstance that can cause you to misbehave or to do things that are out of character or to do things that do not submit under the word of God. Remember Paul says, we pull down strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, taking into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And that's how you learn to become, to say anything that comes against you must be made subject to the word of God. It must be made subject to the name of the Lord in your life. And thus you learn to trust in him and depend on him. And in that way, you learn to depend on God's ability to do anything, his might and his power.
You know, we are getting empowered during the Women's Month. There are conferences, there are seminars, business, whatever. Like, everything is done for women to cross the... Muruti, what would you say to us? We are doing everything we can to invest in ourselves. But I'm wondering how many of us, once we are done, when we come out, do we use that which we have gained? What advice do you have for us in that? Because, I know church is busy. Mama Muruti ba busy. Even some of the pastors are involved in all of this to make sure that their women in the church are empowered spiritually, mentally, and otherwise. But what do we say to them? Because, we are investing. But at the end, are we using it?
Yeah, that's very, very important because, I'll tell you, it's very important to learn to turn everything that you learn, in church. I will say in church because when we do conferences, we do them being in church. To take everything that you learn from church and turn it into a lifestyle. James says in chapter 1, verse 22, he says, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." So I believe that, we need to change our perspective, especially when it comes to the Word of God, the Bible. We need to look at the Bible not as just a book that is used in church or during religious gatherings, but you need to look at the Bible as a lifestyle, as the constitution of your life that guides how you build and develop your lifestyle so that you build your life around it. Then that way the information that comes out of there becomes part of your life. You begin to live your life in that way. And so it's very, very important that, we shouldn't just focus only on the Women's Month and all the events happening in the Women's Month, but that we should take everything, all the empowerment that you receive as ladies during this month should be used to prepare you for a lifestyle going ahead so that to live your life according to everything that you have learned and not become a forgetful hearer, as James has said.
What do we say in closure?
Yeah, in closure, I want to remind all the queens, I tell you, you are so precious in God's eyes.
Thank you.
And you are very precious to me personally, and you are very precious to us. Life would never be the same without ladies and our queens, because when God made the woman, it's important to understand that God didn't create the woman; He made the woman. That word "made" taken from the Hebrew "pana," which means he artistically and skillfully formed the woman. And then he said, I will make him a suitable helper. The phrase suitable helper in the Hebrew, Isaac Kenegdo, which means a very strong kind of help that is equal to and connected to the man. So, you know, this is how you need to look at yourself, to say, I'm a very strong kind of help, and God created you to help in any situation, not just in a marriage situation, but in any situation, in life generally. You are a helper, and that makes you very important, and it makes you very precious, both in God's eyes and in our eyes. We love you so much.
Thank you so much, Muruti. I'm going to allow you to just pray for our queens.
Absolutely. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you for all the queens, all the ladies, Father, all the precious daughters of the Lord that are in our lives. Father, we thank you so much because we acknowledge and recognize how precious they are in God's sight, how precious they are even in our own sight. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name, as a nation, as men, even as children, to forgive us for the abuse, Father, that we have meted out towards our queens. We ask you to forgive us, help us, oh God, to change the way we treat them, to begin to look at them as precious daughters of the Lord, who are the apple of God's eye. Father, I pray that you strengthen all the ladies. Give them strength and help them heal those who are hurting, oh God. Lift up those who feel that they are oppressed and who feel that they are down. Strengthen them morally, strengthen them mentally, Father. And help those, oh God, who are going through things and facing things to learn to be calm and to have a meek and a quiet spirit, which makes them of great value in God's sight. We thank you for them. Preserve their lives, protect them, and help them in everything they do. Cause them to prosper and succeed. Help them to achieve their dreams. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to realize their dreams and their desires of their heart. As your word says, delight yourself in the Lord, and you will give you the desires of your heart. We thank you, Father, for all of them, and we pray your blessing upon them. May their days be continually filled with love, care, and support in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Muruti, for ministering to us. May the Lord keep keeping you.
Thank you so much.
Have a blessed one, Muruti.
Thank you. Blessed one to you and the family.
And that was for our queens coming there from Pastor Gladwell Zavani. I hope you have been blessed. I hope you have been encouraged, empowered. This is awesome. If you'd like to be in contact with him, he is available on 071-148-4938. 071-148-4938. He is Gladwell Zabani on all socials, and his email is gladwellzabani@gmail.com. gladwellzabani@gmail.com. 071-148-4938.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.